Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
My colleague Sarah Larson is a cultural correspondent here at The New Yorker, and she's a connoisseur of the wonderful and the weird, the sublime and the extremely silly, the latest fad, and the old gems.
Hey, how are you, Sarah?
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm okay. I am okay, especially when we're not talking about politics. So please give me something to think about other than politics. What have you been listening to and watching lately?
Recently, I went to a gala for the New York performance space, The Kitchen, and it was honoring John Cale and Lawrence Weiner. And a theme of the night was this old John Cale lyric, sort of tuned to 2017, which is fear is a man's best friend. And they handed out tote bags with that on it, and the flower arrangement said fear is a man's best friend. And I started listening to the song and the album a lot, which I didn't know so well. It's from 1974.
God, what was going on in 1974 that was the circumstance for that song? Watergate.
There was a lot. There was a lot of bad stuff happening in 1974.
Nixon's resignation.
Yeah. I've been so fearful for the past several months in general about big and little things, mostly the big things. And hearing that just makes me feel invigorated. So I think that's a good thing.
That's a terrific thing. But it can't be the only thing. So what else are you reading and watching and listening
exactly.
to?
Exactly. So there's a new podcast called Mogul, The Life and Death of Chris Lighty. It's on Spotify. Chris Lighty was a hip-hop manager, and he worked with, over the course of his career, he worked with everybody from A Tribe Called Quest to Missy Elliott to Nas. Lots and lots of people. And he was one of the most influential and biggest figures in hip-hop. And he was with Def Jam. And so he was born in the South Bronx, and the podcast traces his life and the evolution of hip-hop at the same time. And it's so much fun. I mean,
and you don't see a lot of podcasts that are essentially biography of one person.
And that's starting to happen a little bit more.
Interesting.
Yeah. They have an amazing amount of great music in there. They have these great cassette deck sounds, you know, the stopping and rewinding and forwarding and stuff when they're
I'm much too young to remember cassette decks. You might want to explain for
boom boxes, etc. People used to walk around the street, we know this, with
I know,
radios.
Sarah.
They don't know.
Yeah, well.
Younger people
We're here with our younger colleagues who just look upon us with utter derision and condescension. It's okay.
As they should. But for geezers like me, hearing those boombox noises really is just a
That's
detail.
That's what does it for you?
I enjoy. Yeah, very much.
The thunk of the stop button.
The thunk. It just feels so good. Exactly.
Early 1980s. Those were the years of the boombox. Remember those? Big-ass radio and tape players that we carry around blasting the latest songs. They were so synonymous with the streets that people call them ghetto blasters.
We had dance contests in the house, all of that. Oh, it was great.
So that's Mogul.
What's your third pick?
I suddenly had this old memory of Maud. Do you remember Maud?
E. Arthur.
Yeah. So I was a little, I was
really. It was a spinoff from All in the Family.
Exactly. Yeah. She was the crabby cousin who shows up, who Archie Bunker hates.
But wise and liberal.
Yeah. She had her own show, and there's this amazing bicentennial episode that I suddenly remembered from my early childhood. Maud on a horse yelling, "Get me off this damn horse!" And she's dressed as George Washington. But I went back and I looked at that clip, which of course is on YouTube, and I found this amazing thing from Maud, and this is what I'm recommending because it just makes me so happy. It's Maud doing a feminist version of in a spirit of 76 Tableau, singing I Am Woman.
The Helen Reddy song.
Yeah, exactly.
The lyrics of which are not found in the Declaration of Independence.
And these are new lyrics too, so it's all about great women of American history.
Woman, hear me roar, and I'm too big to ignore.
So this just made me feel much better, just watching Bea Arthur singing I Am Woman in kind of a Hamilton-type outfit. Just made my day.
You're easy to cheer up.
I am.
Thank God. It's not expensive.
Exactly.
Just a little YouTube and maybe a little glass of something.
A little 70s.
Exactly.
A little, yeah.
Even though it was a misery then. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The New Yorker's Sarah Larson. You can find all of her writing, she just wrote a piece about Anne of Green Gables, at newyorkerradio.org.